So girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you, wanna get out of here and let me show you how good it would feel to hold you, put your pretty little head on my shoulder, oh yeah, don't lie, you got it all figured out, that smile. Closer, girl, I gotta get to know you, everything about you makes me want you, know what you're doing, baby, don't you,
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A series of wildfires sweeping across the Texas Panhandle. They have promoted evacuations and forced a temporary shutdown of nuclear weapons facilities. Strong winds, dry grass, unseasonably warm temperatures, all contributing to the fires. Strong storms in the Midwest overnight. There were several tornadoes reported in the Chicago area. We've got results from the Michigan primary, including how many people cast protest votes because of U.S. policy in Gaza.
ABC News can project that Joe Biden will win the Democratic primary here and Donald Trump the Republican. And based on what we are seeing so far, this protest vote seems to be very significant. If these returns hold, well, then the uncommitted vote could approach roughly 150,000 votes. That's roughly the margin by which Joe Biden won this state in 2020.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce in Dearborn, Michigan. A British High Court has ruled Prince Harry was not unfairly stripped of his security detail when he gave up working royal status. Sherry Preston, ABC News. Another case of measles confirmed in Florida. That makes 7 kids in a single elementary school in Broward County and 10 in the state. This is Dr. Scott Reevekiss.
For children who get measles, about 20 to 50% of children will end up being hospitalized. About 3 in 1,000 individuals who have measles can actually pass away from it. People can get encephalitis from it, pneumonia.
Florida's Surgeon General coming under criticism for saying it's okay for unvaccinated kids to keep on going to school in areas where measles have been found. That goes against CDC guidelines. More layoffs in the tech industry. This time, dating app Bumble, 30% of the company being let go after it posted a fourth quarter loss. Experts say dating apps are having a tougher time attracting younger users. And job cuts at the Army. It now plans to downsize by about 24,000 positions, but after facing recent recruiting shortfalls, most of those cuts will be in positions that have gone unfilled. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A pair of redistricting experts is billing the state $128,000 for the work they did for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. About half of the bill will be paid by taxpayers. The rest will be covered by the 6 parties in the case, including 3 groups funded by private lawyers. The case was effectively closed when Governor Evers enacted new maps last week. Black History Month is winding down, and black leaders in Wisconsin say they're dismayed by the recent rhetoric over diversity, equity, and inclusion. State Representative Lakeisha Myers says civil rights protections are the law for good reason.
So people can get their work done and not be harassed, intimidated, actually have the ability to be hired in certain jobs.
Myers speaking to the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Channel. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Sunday, March 3rd at Happy Days, Highway 8 between Catawba and Cannon, it's the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club Potato Pancake Breakfast. This will be taking place 8 a.m. through to noon and will feature things such as raffles and prizes. Once again, that is Sunday, March 3rd, 8 a.m. through noon at Happy Days for the Drift Splitter Snowmobile Club Potato Pancake Breakfast.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Bucks sting the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, back home in Milwaukee, beat the Charlotte Hornets by 38 points, 123-85. Chris Middleton still out with an ankle injury. The Bucks have now won three in a row. What's made the difference? Head coach Doc Rivers.
I just think it was coming. I think health is the biggest difference. You know, everybody's playing other than Chris. I think our guys understand since the break, we don't have a lot of time, and so we have to get to it, and our guys are starting to do that.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers road game in Indiana delayed 25 minutes in the second half due to an alarm that went off in the arena. Finally, the game resumed and the Badgers lost to the Hoosiers 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers fall to the Angels 6-4. NFL, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked if Aaron Jones will have to take a pay cut again.
Yeah, we're working through all those contracts. That's part of this. We just got the cap number, so now we're kind of like, you know, looking at all those things. And yeah, those are always hard decisions.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 above.
Brand new country. We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a tourist.
Really cool station.
98Q Country. Tree.
yesterday's classics.
Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85. Got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world. He said it's your day. He said it was good. I bet it was great. God made a man. And man got lonely. He said, please, Lord. We'll be right back.
classic from Alabama there at 98 Country. On a Wednesday morning, hey, welcome winter, winter. Man, this is weird. To have snow on February 28th and say it's weird to have snow on the ground, but it kind of is. An inch or two for most areas. And this will hang around today, tomorrow, and then we'll burn it off for the weekend because temperatures are going to climb back up into the 50s and even low 60s for the weekend. But today is going to be a cold one, 16 for the high, frigid with intervals of clouds and sun, the National Weather Service tells us, with a northwest wind at 10 to 25 miles an hour. We knew it was coming yesterday. I was out, my wife and I were out for a walk at about 1 o'clock. And it was just beautiful. It was a calm. And then 2 o'clock hit. Temperatures slipped a couple of degrees. And then between 2 and 6, in about a 4-hour span, we went from 65 degrees, I think, down to like 20. And we knew that was coming. But still kind of bizarre. Hope you're okay this morning after that transition. Roadways will be a little bit slippery out there this morning as the snow came down and stuck pretty good to the roadways. So we'll work our way through that this morning. Had a lot of tournament basketball yesterday. We'll get you an update in just a second, along with Mike Clemens and his sports update. Twice an hour, news and sports. So let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A series of wildfires sweeping across the Texas Panhandle. They have promoted evacuations and forced a temporary shutdown of nuclear weapons facilities. Strong winds, dry grass, unseasonably warm temperatures, all contributing to the fires. Strong storms in the Midwest overnight. There were several tornadoes reported in the Chicago area. We've got results from the Michigan primary, including how many people cast protest votes because of U.S. policy in Gaza.
ABC News can project that Joe Biden will win the Democratic primary here and Donald Trump the Republican. And based on what we are seeing so far, this protest vote seems to be very significant. If these returns hold, well, then the uncommitted vote could approach roughly 150,000 votes. That's roughly the margin by which Joe Biden won this state in 2020.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce in Dearborn, Michigan. A British High Court has ruled Prince Harry was not unfairly stripped of his security detail when he gave up working royal status. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Much of southern Wisconsin is going on a wild weather ride today, starting with possible record high temperatures, then snow, strong storms, and bitter cold. Today starts as mild as...
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers at the podium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where after Jordan Love's success last season, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst getting a lot of questions about how to draft a quarterback.
For me, I've always thought certainly the amount of time and games you've played in college, I think, really does equate to some success at times. And over my time in the league, you know, that's gone down a lot. These quarterbacks are coming out earlier, and they seem to have less starts under their belt.
College basketball, strange night for the Badgers. An alarm went off in the second half, delaying the game 25 minutes in Indiana. The Hoosiers went on to win 74-70. Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Angels 6-4 in Arizona. NBA, the Bucks over the Hornets, 123-85. Doc Rivers says the Bucks are getting better on defense.
I thought we were very physical. I thought our hands were active. Our deflections over the last four or five games have just skyrocketed.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
Well, we had boys tournament basketball going on last night. Division 5, Rib Lake, a one seed. They win at home over Butternut, advancing on to take on Thorpe. Thorpe a winner at home over Bayfield. It was Flambeau winning at home over Mercer, so they advance on to take on Owen Withy. Flambeau actually defeated Lake Holcomb. Mercer, they fell at Owen Withy, so Owen Withy and Flambeau play on Friday. Winter, a three seed at home. They win. They get Hurley now. Hurley hosted and beat Mellon last night. And the Athens boys coming in as a 10 seed. They went into Prentice and beat Prentice. So Athens, a 10 seed, advances on to take on Drummond now. They are the 2 seed. The Phillips boys with a 5-point victory last night as they took down Spencer. So Phillips now goes to Auburndale on Friday. Shawamigan traveled to Iola Scandinavia. Iola Scandinavia won it 64-53 to advance on in Division 3 action yesterday. And the Lakeland T-Bird basketball team also in action yesterday as they hosted Menominee. Menominee gets the win to advance on. Medford, a 6 seed at home, they win to advance on as they beat Anaco. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote. Join the Rhinelander Chamber for the second annual Up North Community Expo on Thursday, March 7th from 11 to 5 at the Hodag Dome in Rhinelander. Over 70 vendors from 7 counties will be there to network, provide employment information, and to show or sell what they do. This free event is sponsored by Aspirus, Charter Next Generation, Lakeland Care, and Ripco Credit Union. Exhibitors include AirPro, Northwoods, Veterans Homestead, Big Dog DJ Service, Hug'em Law Office, Go Fishing, Hodag Chapter, and many more.
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Say it with me, the Bucks in 6. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now is the perfect time. Call today and receive 50 little blue or little yellow pills for only $120 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-833-1883 and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-833-1883 for as little as only $120 for 50 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-833-1883 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on the little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-833-1883 now. That's 800-833-1883.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
Right now.
Q Country.
I need it.
Somewhere in my car at 98Q Country. Single digits, it looks like for the most part, we stayed above zero. Some of you really, really low outlying people may have gotten down close to it, but I think we pretty much stayed above it. 11 is our temperature here at the studio. We're going to get Bro, it's about 16 today. Lows near zero tonight, 36 tomorrow, 50s Friday, Saturday, 62 we're forecasting for Sunday. Still in the 40s next week, so the snow cover we have will melt off rather quickly, but it'll take a day or two today. Driving conditions today, because we're just not used to it, will be a little bit slick, especially on those back roads, so be careful out there this morning. Again, 11 is our current temp. Busy night of high school tournament boys action last night. We'll recap that coming up top of the hour, 7 o'clock, with all the news and sports and our area funeral notices all to come for you.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Join us at Northwoods Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Terry's Culinary Touch brings exceptional homemade dishes served daily from 4 to 8 p.m. Don't miss on our weekly specials. Shrimp Palooza on Wednesdays for just $15. Cook's Choice on Thursdays. And Friday, Fish Fry Extravaganza featuring cod, bluegill, perch, salmon, shrimp, or even flounder. Indulge in Lisa's exquisite desserts perfectly paired with signature cocktails. On Saturday, savor prime rib. Northwoods Supper Club, Fifield, Wisconsin, open Wednesday through Saturday. Just look for the big deer.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is gonna be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 4 above.
Ready?
Brand new country.
Freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Waiting on the radio again. I want what I want. But hey, don't we all? When there's
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
A few days before he turned 80, he was sitting out back in a rocker. He said, "What you been up to lately?" I told him, "Chasing a dollar." And in between sips of coffee, he poured this wisdom out. Said, "If you want my 2 cents on making a dollar count, buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. Throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. 'Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy happiness, but you can buy dirt."
Before you get caught on that ladder, let me tell you what it's all about. Find you a few things that matter, you can put a fence around. And then he laid it out. Buy dirt, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. And add a few limbs to your family tree. And watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. 'Cause the truth about it, find the one you can't live without. Get a ring, let your knee hit the ground. Do what you love, but call it work. And throw a little money in the plate at church. Send your prayers up and your roots down deep. Add a few limbs to your family tree. Watch their pencil marks in the grass in the yard all grow up. 'Cause the truth about it is, it all goes by real quick. You can't buy
Davis, Luke Bryan there at 98Q Country. And a snowy Wednesday morning. We haven't said that really much at all this winter. And for those of you who are new to the Northwoods, maybe this is your first time spending winter in the Northwoods, that white stuff is what we call snow. And normally, in a normal winter, you'd be tired of it by now. But in this winter, we're like, hey, remember snow. It's not going to last long, though. The mild temperatures are going to be in the 50s and even 60s for the weekend. So maybe if you're a cross-country skier, you can get your cross-country skis out this afternoon and go out in the yard and find a place that maybe accumulated just a little bit and tuttle around a little bit. I'm not sure if that's the correct word for cross-country skiing. Tuttling? No, it's not right. 11 is where we're at right now. 16 is our high today. We're going to drop a few degrees below zero for some of us tonight. Precipitation-wise, once these flurries taper off here this morning, that's going to be it for any precipitation for probably 4 or 5 days until Monday or Tuesday, it looks like. All the news and sports to come for you. We've got a busy reality radio today. We're going to talk about there's a special meeting coming up tomorrow, and they're trying to get some land purchased and get a trap shooting area here in Park Falls. We're going to talk to some folks involved with that. Craig will be in from Bader Sports Center to chat with us. I believe Michelle Smith is going to stop in to talk about Price Ice figure skating.
I think so.
Yeah, she could be in about 9:15 this morning. And we'll see who else rolls in on Reality Radio. Good local stuff after 8. Words of wisdom on this Wednesday, focus on the family. It's brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Bad things happen when we lose sight of what's important. That was illustrated by a fight that broke out between adults at a Little League baseball game in Colorado. Two teams of seven-year-olds were on the field. In the fourth inning, the umpire, who was 13 years old, made a call that angered a set of parents, who started yelling at him. Before long, those parents were confronted by others who yelled back. The shouting match quickly escalated into an all-out brawl between nearly a dozen adults. And when it was over, there were multiple injuries, and several adults faced child abuse charges for endangering the children. This incident is only the latest example of parents who made poor choices because they lost sight of what's important. Maybe you heard about the father at his daughter's hockey game who shined a laser light into the eyes of the opposing team's goalie, or the dad who ran onto the field during a football game and tackled a child. Now, to the best of my knowledge, I can't remember ever acting out like that at one of my boys' events. Nevertheless, I've challenged myself to examine whether I lose sight of what's most important in other ways. For example, I travel a lot. So I ask myself, am I as engaged as possible with my boys when I'm home? What about you? Teach your children how to live well by modeling it for them and keeping your focus on what's truly important. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls, Park Pharmacy, can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It is going to be mostly sunny and a lot colder today. We'll get to around 17 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 15 to 20, gusting to 25. That'll keep the wind chill in the single digits for most of the day. Tonight, clear 4 above. Tomorrow, sunny 42 by Friday. Sunshine with a high back up to 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 3 above.
Jordan Davis.
Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson too late.
You're listening to
98Q Country.